It's all right. It's all right, Mama. Anyway, do.
Good morning, all y'all. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where it's our goal every single Saturday morning to put a team together to accomplish one goal: become your best friend. Any Arizona homeowner or someone that wants to be a homeowner, we'd like you to know about Rosie on the House, the radio program, 4 hours every single Saturday morning, and of course the website, rosieonthehouse.com, available for you 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. We've been broadcasting this show for 27 years. Thank you very much. The number one talk show in Arizona on weekends, listened to by more people than any other program on the weekend. We're honored by that. We're humbled by that. But if you can't get in to the 1-888-767-4348 phone number during the show, know that every question we've ever been asked in our 27 years of broadcasting is posted on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. So chances are you can find the answers for what you're looking for right there FAQ section of Rosie on the House. And if you get the answer to the particular question and you decide, well, that's not sounds like something I don't particularly want to take care of myself, then you can go and check the other tab, Referral Network. And in Pima County, Maricopa County, Yavapai County, we have referral directories to great contractors that have been very vigorously screened. And we're proud to say that we are the number one contractor referral network in all of Arizona. We actually overperform many of the national, all of the national referral programs as well. So thank you, Arizona. We're dedicated to you, and we appreciate y'all's dedication to us. We're out and about and across the state here this next following week. I'm going to be up in Flagstaff, I believe, Wednesday and Thursday for the Arizona Preservation Society Historical Symposium. It's going to be a lot of fun right there at the NAU campus. Going to be covering lots of things like ghosts of Highway 60, Route 66.
Oh, or the what do they call those? The Indian running Indian spirits? That
I don't know.
Is that what they're talking about?
No, I think they're talking about just the history of Route 66 and some of the architectural elements of the entire route and buildings that are there. Aren't there, and you know, trying to save the ones that are still there, and that's just one of the topics. They're also going to be talking about what light rail systems have done for rejuvenating downtowns. Very often, it's the downtown that's the historic area of town. And I know I hardly ever go to Flagstaff with just a little extra time on my hand where I don't walk through the Reardon Mansion. I think it's probably one of the most interesting homes we have in the whole state of Arizona. For those of you that have never been to the mansion and the museum, go. It has some very innovative construction techniques when they were building that particular house, and it's always fun just to see how they did it. So we'll be there. Now next, and you'll be at the Yavapai County Contractors Association Home Show at Tim's Toyota Center.
Next weekend.
Yeah. And then next Saturday, you can join me after the program at 2 o'clock. We're going, and that's May 16th, we're going to have a free solar seminar and open house. Now, there's not a more trusted name in home improvement than us, Rosie on the House, and there's no more trusted name in solar in Maricopa County than Harmon Solar. Now, look, they're the only Rosie certified solar partner in the valley, and you can come to Harmon Solar, and we will just have a Saturday afternoon of talking about solar energy. If you're confused about do I lease, do I buy? If I'm in the SRP Power District, is it still worth it to get solar? If I'm in APS District, if I'm, you know, what, all these questions, just come join us for an afternoon and we'll just talk you through it step by step. But you've got to make reservations. As a matter of fact, I was out of town all this week and I don't know that this isn't already full, but you can give them a ring at 800-281-3189 or visit harmonsolar.com/Rosie and see if there's still room. Get in there. We'd love to see you next Saturday afternoon. So with all that said, we're celebrating Mother's Day, we're celebrating VE Day, and we're celebrating an absolutely perfectly gorgeous Saturday morning in May in Arizona. Romy, we've got a special guest calling in. We've got Romy, my co-host and partner here in the broadcast studio for about 13 years. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screening room. She'll take your question. Just ring the toll-free number. We'll find out who you are and what you're calling about. And on line two, we have a, in particular, special guest, Mr. William Romero.
Good morning, Dad.
Hey, buddy.
And happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Hey, thank you. I answered the phone, and he said, hi, Jennifer. And I was like, well, that's weird. And I thought, that sounds like my son. And I looked up at the number. That is my son. Thanks for calling. Thank you for the wish.
How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, buddy, we've got a perfect Arizona morning. What's the morning look like for you in Portland?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's been like 78 the last couple days, and very sunny. Very nice.
Very nice.
And well, but it's still pretty cold in the morning. I'm wearing a jacket.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Hey, y'all have a good morning. Happy Mother's Day, Mama.
Thank you, honey.
Thanks for checking in, bud. I appreciate it. Your mom always appreciates those little gestures. Well, we've got Beverly calling from South Scottsdale, Julie calling from Mesa. Romy, where would you like to take the first call here before we go to break?
First in, first on the line. Beverly, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I am thinking of replacing a couple of windows and a patio door, and I know you've done shows on this before, but what mm-hmm. type of window, is it vinyl that I should get for Arizona?
You know what, Miss Beverly, I am not a very big fan of vinyl windows in Arizona. And I, every time we cover this on air, I get bombarded Monday from vinyl window salesmen that say I'm using old information. Vinyl historically has not had the ability to hold up in the Arizona sun very well. Now, if you're going to go vinyl, I like Pella vinyl the best because they actually have a steel rib in the frame that holds the weight of the glass. What happens with a lot of vinyl windows is they don't have enough structural support. And if you put a good thick piece of insulated glass in it, the weight of the glass, as the frame is being exposed to the extreme ultraviolet exposure of the Arizona sun, the vinyl starts sagging. And it creates this little thing we call the vinyl smile. The window actually has a little
dip.
So what
dip. Should we use then? What would be the best?
Boy, Miss Beverly, I'll tell you, look. We have been shopping windows for 40 years, okay? And there's a lot of windows out there on the market. But you're there at South Scottsdale. I would tell you the next time you're up driving north Scottsdale, up around, it's about Greenway and Scottsdale Road, there is a Pella window showroom that you can call them and they'll come to your house. Now look, they've got vinyl windows. They have a fiberglass window that I just think is absolutely incredible. As a matter of fact, when you look at the fiberglass window, I don't know why you would ever put in the vinyl window. And then of course they've got the wood windows and the aluminum clad windows. I just think for the money, Pella has a window for every single price point. And they are the ones I would have out to my house. They have the right kind of glazing packages. They have the right kind of frame material. They've got the right kind of reputation. They've got the right kind of price points. And that's the end of my Pella commercial. But that's from my heart. I mean, I've been using Pella windows even a little bit longer than I've been doing the radio show for 27 years. I think I bought my first Pella window back in the early 80s. And I've been buying Pella ever since. So can we bill Pella for that 4-minute commercial?
Well, you can bill it. I don't know if you're going to get a receipt on payment, but looking in our digital newsroom.
Oh, and you know what? They have a sale going on right now, too. So, Beverly, all the more reason to give them a call right now.
There you go. Andrea writes in and just would like to thank us for Aztec. You know, that's one of those companies that is on our network, and you know, the extent of what they do.
Mr. Casey.
Is pretty incredible. And the extent of where they go and travel, he's been all over the world to all the different granite mines and how it comes out and all these different fabricating techniques. They're kind of like one unsung hero that just kind of, you know, they're so busy with what they do day in and day out. But if anything, natural stone countertops, start with the Naylor family at Aztec Granite. They're down just south of not Bank One Ballpark.
Chase
what is
Field.
It now? Chase Field. Just south of Chase Field off of 7th Street. Nice showroom you can walk through, and they do all the fabrication right in the backyard lot so you can see. the work as it's being done.
Or if you want to plan a world vacation, go talk to him, because like you said, he talks about all those countries like they're his backyard. Oh yeah, I went to Uzbekistan to look at, you know, the marble from this particular mine, and I can't believe how much that guy travels the world collecting his material. It's a cool job.
Rob writes in and thanks us for the recommendation of Knight Air Conditioning. He says, I've had their service guy out many times in my house, but the owner, Chuck, showed up today instead of Mark, who I was used to seeing. And it was nice to see the owner out there on the job taking care of his customers. Luigi. How about that for a name? Where do you think Luigi's from?
Hey, I'm Rosie. You think I'm going to make fun of somebody's
I'm not
name?
Making fun of him. I'm just saying I would guess this guy's got some Italy roots, but
yeah, okay.
He writes in and says, thank you for the recommendation of TWD. They're our West Valley remodeler in the Maricopa County area. It says they've just done some fabulous remodeling work, and I couldn't be happier. And Susan writes in and just goes on and on and on about Dave's Adobe painting and the meticulous work and that they did. And they went out to examine some of the work, and their husband said, you know, I don't think they quite got this area the way I wanted. I'm going to go tell them. So he went back to go tell them. Well, the guys had already gone back over their work and were fixing it as they were checking their own work. So they were self-spotting their themselves and had gotten on top of it. So we appreciate all the kind words. It's one of those things, you do a bad job and you hear it forever. It, very seldom do people take the time to write in and say, good job. So we appreciate all our listeners that follow up and let us know how our partners did. On the good side, we have Dennis that writes in and says, Allstate says my roof is too old to be insured, but I've got brand new solar panels on it.
Oh.
Should the solar company have said something, or has laws been broken here? We'll cover that right after this.